Time to call Baja Limo for your San Francisco getaway, 638-1400. Well, we bring in the head coach of the Oakland Raiders a little bit later than normal because this is an atypical week, a short week as they play in San Diego on Thursday. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got to tell you, so the last 2 days, it's not been fun doing this radio show from the Raider fans and everything that happened on Sunday. You been getting any sleep?
Oh, no, I've been sleeping. I got to get a little sleep, but no, we've also been working. We're trying to get this thing fixed and get it back to where it needs to be.
What aspect of your team are you most disappointed in right now?
Well, I'm just what I was disappointed in is just losing a game. That's a team-wide issue. We didn't score enough points on offense, and we didn't stop them enough on defense, and we didn't take care of business and special teams. So I wasn't happy with any of it. So what we need to do is go back to work, which we did the last 2 days, and get ourselves ready to play in San Diego.
Coach, most people thought when the season began that the strength of your team would be defense, and right now they're 29th in the league against the rush. How do you fix that?
Oh, you just got to keep working at it. I mean, we had some very strong games prior to this last one, and all of a sudden it seems like we kind of reverted back to some things that have been troubling us early in the year. So we need to go back and fix them, go back and reemphasize the things that we need to do, get off blocks, finish things, pay attention to detail, and then go play a good game.
Coach Hugh Jackson with us. Coach, you understand this. When teams lose games, especially games that they probably should not lose, I think people start trying to make excuses which have nothing to do with anything. You know, people talk about, well, gee, you know, the coach has got too much responsibility. Well, gee, these guys are unhappy. There's dissension. It's all this nonsense that you hear. How do you prevent the team from you know, how do you insulate the team from all of this stuff?
Yeah, we don't get into all that. I mean, we know that it has nothing to do with the coach doing too much or anything. This is a player's game, and we have to play well. We have to coach well in order to have an opportunity to win, and we are very disappointed, just like everybody else, that we didn't get it done this past week.
Coach, I know you're tired of talking about the penalties, but it's probably the number one question that I get, and I know it's driving you crazy. People want to know, gee, why does it happen, and how on earth do you fix it?
Well, you keep working at it, and I mean, it's not going to drive me crazy. It drives me crazy, excuse me, that we're still getting them. It doesn't drive me crazy that you're still asking about them. It's very unfortunate that I haven't been able to get it fixed, or our staff, we haven't truly been able to get it fixed. But trust me, we're continuing to work at it, and I'm not going to make an excuse for it. There is no excuse for it. It needs to be fixed. I think every coach is prior to me, and maybe it'll be coaches after me that'll be working at the same issue of trying to get this thing solved. But I'm going to get it solved. Like I said, maybe game 16, but we're going to get it solved.
Coach, there are very few teams in the NFL that go through a season without some bumps in the road. You've hit a couple of bumps right now, and I'm just curious, your philosophy in dealing with bumps in the road and just keeping the guys confident and your strategy in dealing with this. I mean, what is the message that you give to your guys?
It doesn't change. It stays very consistent. And I think what happens is everybody you know, is anticipating the wheels going to fall off. There's no wheels falling off. It's going back to work. You pay attention to detail. You do your job better than you have, and you just stay to the grind. And eventually this thing gets back to where it needs to be. It is a long season. We're at the second half of the season. Trust me when I tell you, we all want to win them all. And that's the goal, excuse me, heading in. But sometimes you do hit these bumps for different kind of reasons, but at the end of the day, our charge is to go win football games, and that's what we plan on doing.
You know Carson Palmer better than most of us listening. Certainly cannot make the mistakes that he's making. We've seen some bright spots. You got to remember he's only been with you guys for 2 weeks, but can you talk about the relationship you've had with him and what the process is going forward to Thursday against San Diego to cut down on those mistakes?
Yeah, no, I have a great relationship with him, as I do with any quarterback that would be here. But obviously what he has to do is take care of the ball. We can't turn the ball over. He had some sensational throws in the game. I mean, there's no question there's three touchdown passes, but there's three turnovers. And so I think we know if we can, you know, continue to be what we're doing in the positive, which is throw touchdown passes when they're there, but take care of the turnovers, I think we'll be making strides, making huge strides. If we haven't been an offensive football team that characteristically turns the ball over, but we have in the last two games quite a bit, and that's something we have to get fixed.
Coach, explain to the fans the difficulty of playing on a Sunday and then going on the road and playing a game on Thursday, especially a divisional game. Just talk about the work week and how things are done.
Oh, it's tough because normally, you know, you play Sunday, you come in on Monday, and normally it's the players' day off on Tuesday. as you go through the week. Now, this week, there is no day off. You had to practice Monday. Monday, you normally get a chance to watch a videotape from the previous game and heal up a little bit, and obviously it would be their off day on Tuesday. But Monday was a work day. It was a practice day. We practiced today, and obviously we practice in the morning, and we leave for San Diego tomorrow. So, you know, the week is just crunched down to a couple of days, and you got to get yourself ready to go. On top of that, you got to make sure they get enough rest, you know, that their bodies recuperate from the last game. So it is a tough week, but every team, a lot of teams in the National Football League are faced with it. So, again, we're not going to make excuses for something that we know is coming. We're going to get ourselves ready to go play a great football game.
Coach, you strike me as a half-full glass, you know, glass half-full type of a guy as opposed to, you know, half-empty. You're 4-4. Kansas City's 4-4. San Diego's 4-4. I guess the positive is that you can play as badly as you've played the last two games and still be tied for first place.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to – I don't like it. I mean, what's gone on the last 2 weeks, I don't think any of us do. But we also understand the situation we're in. I mean, I'm sure the other teams in our division don't like it neither. I mean, we're sitting here with three teams that are in first place, and obviously between the next couple of weeks, that's going to get changed, and we want to be on the upside of that.
I want to let everybody know that the Raiders player of the game, which you went to the Raiders Facebook page and voted for, you voted for Jacoby Ford in the loss against Denver. Coach, I want to go to Twitter. People, we invite them to follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, or you can go to at Grant Napier Show. And this is from SoCal Original. And the question is, Coach Hugh, how can you help your defense to be fresh in the second half of football games? And do you need help in the secondary?
Well, I don't know that being fresh. I mean, we do everything during the week to put ourselves in position so that we finish strong in games. And it hadn't been a problem up to this point, you know, and I don't think our team was not fresh. I just think there's plays that we left out there that we didn't make, and the other team made them and we didn't. So I understand that. And as far as just again, the secondary, obviously we've gotten some guys that have been banged up, and you don't all of a sudden just get to bring anybody in you want. You know, we got to take what we have and continue to get better and keep coaching and keep grinding. And obviously we got a big challenge this week with Phillip Rivers, and the secondary needs to play well, and I think they'll be up to the task to do that.
Coach, when I had you on last week, I asked you what was the most difficult thing about being a head coach in the NFL, and you kind of said the media and dealing with all the media, and I complimented you because I hear you do so much of it. But when you also are dealing with the media and you're a head coach in the National Football League, comes to criticism because they're either going to blame the quarterback or they're going to blame the head coach. How do you roll with that?
You roll with it. I mean, you can never get too high and never get too low, and I understand that that comes with the job. I mean, there's going to be some great times when things are going good. Just 2 weeks ago, it was going pretty good,
yep,
right to the Kansas City game. And all of a sudden, we stubbed our toe a couple of weeks. Now it's going bad, and the coach can't do this, and we can't do that. And that's understandable. I get that. I respect that. I mean, everybody wants us to win every game just like I do. But sometimes there's things, there's other factors that happen that you have to make sure that I know I understand, our team understand. The key is just stay consistent and you keep working, you come right out of these things. And we will, because I think there's a lot of good football players here. I think our guys are working hard. It'd be different if I didn't see the effort or the desire or the want to. This is a team that was winning at halftime of this game and needed to finish, and we didn't finish. And, you know, it's a team that was leading going into the fourth quarter of this game, and we didn't finish, and that's unfortunate, because those are the games, as you mentioned earlier, we got to nail. So, but what we have to do is go back out here this Thursday and go play football the way we can and finish the game.
Coach, you talked about a short week. The fact that you're playing a team that you're very familiar with, the personnel for the most part is the same. I mean, there are some changes. I mean, if there is a plus, is that a plus? I mean, it's the same for both teams. Generally speaking, no surprises. You know them, they know you, right?
Yeah, for the most part, that's true. They have a new defensive coordinator, Greg Minuski, who does a good job, and that'll be a little bit different, but it's kind of still the same personnel, and it's the same scheme. It's just a matter of how he wants to deploy it. But, yeah, they know us. We know them. It's Thursday night in San Diego. Let's get it on.
Yep. Let's talk about some of the injuries. Here we are on a Tuesday. You said you're leaving tomorrow. Can you update the fans on some of the key injuries? Let's start with Darren McFadden.
Well, obviously, I think everybody knows Darren didn't practice today, and we'll find out a little bit more tomorrow, you know, whether he can or cannot play. We'll have a very good idea about that tomorrow. There was a long list of guys today who did not participate. Obviously, it's early in the week. The game's Thursday, and so what we try to do is get a lot of these guys healthy. There'll be some guys that will definitely make it back and have an opportunity to play, and there'll be some guys that may not have an opportunity to play. But one thing I do know, we're gonna put a team out there that's going to be hungry and excited to play and looking forward to playing in San Diego.
Well, how impressed were you with Sebastian Janikowski and, you know, going out and giving you that type of effort when you could clearly see he was being bothered by that hamstring?
Very, because that's what the National Football League calls for. Your players, if they're, I mean, there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. And kudos to him, to Janikowski, because he said, hey, coach, I'm here for you. You know, whatever it takes, I'm here, I'm ready to go. And that's what pros do. They find a way to go out there and play for their team without getting re-injured. And that's what he did, and he did a heck of a job.
Coach, I got a lot of questions yesterday about Kevin Boss and Darius Heyward-Bey. Is that just a simple thing as matchups going into a game?
Well, it wasn't a matchup. It was more of our personnel schemes that we were running against this team. And we didn't play with the tight end in the game a lot. Obviously, there were some other personnel groups that we had, and Darius was definitely in them. Didn't play as much as people were used to seeing him play. But Darius did play, and I think sometimes circumstances, we got a ball one time, I think we got a turnover, and we ended up getting the ball on their side of the field. We had three or four plays, and all of a sudden you score. We were in different personnel groups, and I think people think that maybe he was benched. There was no benching. Mm-hmm. He's done a heck of a job. He just didn't play as much in those personnel groups as he normally had in the past. So, I mean, every game's a different game plan, and we go with it, and we do the things that we think are best to give us the best opportunity to score points and win games. So it was nothing against him or Kevin. Those young men will be playing, and they'll be going as we move forward, and that's all it was.
Coach, when I announced the Kings games, my broadcast partner, Jerry Reynolds, when somebody doesn't play that's been playing a lot, he says, hey, this isn't Little League Baseball. Not everybody gets to play three innings. I mean, you know, you deal as a head coach. You have to make personnel decisions. But I'm curious, when somebody's on the field, like a Kevin Boss or in this case, a Heyward-Bey, and they don't play, is there communication there? Do they understand what's going on and why they didn't play as much as normal? Or do you just say, hey, this is big boy football, and when it is the way it is, just deal with it?
No, I think you do it the right way. I think those players were obviously in the game plan meetings. They practiced all week, and I think they knew exactly what potentially could happen. But I think when you go to the game and you see it, you go, wow, and then all of a sudden the circumstances, you know, maybe the other team keeps the ball a little bit longer or something, and all of a sudden you get behind. Whatever those things are, the game changes. So what was planned on as you head to the game doesn't always happen and unfold the way that you think it will. So I think the players had an idea that they might not play as much, and obviously Kevin didn't play as much as Darius Heyward-Bey did, but they had that clue.
Coach, always love having you on, win or lose. Thanks very much, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All right, that's Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Raiders. Like him, don't like him, love him, hate him, whatever the case, whatever adjective you want to use. The guy comes on and just, you know, he doesn't duck the punches. He's right there. He's standing in the ring, and you ask him a question, he's going to answer it. Plain and simple. It's just the way it is.